listening to Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State.
I think college is really the best place to figure out, to understand religion your own way instead of just being born into it.
My name's Hajra. I'm a pre-med major, biology. And, I mean, I'm from Chicago, so it's pretty far. And initially, there was no reason. It was kind of a way to just, like, get away and be far. But I think once I came here, I realized that it's a much more diverse community in a different way than I'm used to at home. I'm also first generation, but my family is from Sri Lanka. We're actually a minority. And until recently, Islam in general wasn't very practiced, I guess, in the purest form. It was very mixed with, like, Buddhist traditions and other kind of, like, cultural aspects. There wasn't really, like, an Islam. And I think starting with probably, like, towards the end of my mom's generation into mine is when people started actually doing more, like, physical forms of the religion, like praying constantly, wearing the hijab, following, like, modest clothing choices. And my family here, I guess you could say we're conservative. We follow all the rules. We try to, like, be strict, but at the same time, we're also very open. I'm very American because I was raised here. Initially, when I got to campus, I honestly thought there were no Muslims or that there was no outlet for us or a space or anything at all. And at that time, like my freshman year, the MSA wasn't really happening. There wasn't much support. But then once I got to know everyone and I realized that a majority of Muslims here are actually international students. And so that might be a reason why I couldn't find them, because they stayed with their country, I guess, due to comfort. And now I realize that there's a huge group of Muslims and I feel very comfortable. Like there's the Musalla, there's Friday prayers, there's MSA. I mean, at least for me initially when I was a freshman, I obviously wasn't surrounded by Muslims. So just staying away from things that you know are not only harmful to you as a person physically, but like spiritually, and staying away from it without others to kind of guide you. Because it wasn't until recently that MSA, like Muslim Student Association, was kind of always there. They had events on weekends. They would, like, you can go out and talk to people, make friends, figure out, like, similarities and everything. I feel like we all have a book, like the Quran, on our table. And we kind of just look at it every day. And until you find it in yourself to actually open it, and I think that's when you go back to being like, yeah, I'm actually, like, I'm Muslim. I have to turn to God, not just to, like, other things. It helps you balance. Everyone has, like, this different mindset. And I think I've also really with like international and just like American-born Muslims. And I think just being able to, like you said, like open a dialogue and being able to question and understand each other and come together instead of being like, we have totally complete different views. I mean, Islam is very pro-justice and going about it the right way. I think at this point in time, looking at world events, that's not what people are understanding. I think they think our form of justice is directly leads to violence or some sort of extremism, and that's our only type of violence, when in reality we're supposed to start off at a very small, kind of like a, I don't know, like an inner peace type, like figure out each other and understand before you ever retaliate violently. It's just a pure form of just how to live your life. But I think a lot of people assume just because of what we believe in, we're all of a sudden affiliated. And then for some reason, we have to defend all these like atrocious acts that are happening around the world, when honestly it's just like against humanity in general. And when it should be obvious that not just Muslims, but Christians, Jews, atheists, like everyone disagrees with their actions. If you feel lost, don't feel afraid to kind of reach out. Come out, and especially at Penn State, just come to like the spiritual center. There's always people walking around, get to know them. And if you kind of feel like you're being dragged in the wrong direction just to fit in, know that that's probably not what you want to do. It's going to be a complete waste of time. You're more independent, and it's all up to you to like control, like to find that spirituality.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, Penn State's only student organization committed to exploring issues of peace, justice, and faith. Thanks to Bend Block for their incredible music. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.